This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa man wala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're talking about at-ta'arud wa at-tarjih wa at-tawakuf. Three important words that I talked about. And we were reading this really, really wonderful statement of Al-Hattab Al-Maliki, who says, وَالْمَرَادُ مِنَ الْأَدِلَّةِ. يعني when we say أَتَعَارُ بَيْنَ الْأَدِلَّةِ, الْأَدِلَّةِ means all أَدِلَّةِ, لأن أَلِفْ لِأَنَّ الْأَلِفَ وَاللَّامِ بِمَعْنَى الْعُمُومِ. But he says something very important, بَيْنَ الْأَدِلَّةِ أَظَنِّيَّةِ. بَيْنَ الْأَدِلَّةِ أَظَنِّيَّةِ means between those evidences which are the scholars are investigating and they have assumptions about what they mean. Not قطعية. فلا تعارض بين قاطعين. Because if we have two texts which are definitive, one of them is going to, as Imam Ibn Ashur mentions in his amazing explanation of the Tanqih of Al-Qarafi. Inshallah, we're going to teach the tanqih here. Ibn Ashur says, because if you have two definitive texts that seem to oppose one another, you have to prefer one over the other. Like فَجْتَنِبُوهُ لَا تَقَرَبُوا صَلَاةُ عَنْ سُوْسُكَوْا. Even though we did nasakh as an example only. And if we have one text which is qat'i and one text which is dhanni, as Al-Qarafi mentions in the tanqih, you don't have to worry about the dhanni because the qat'i يغلب وظني. If you have a text which is presumptive or there's behind it the scholarly assumptions, and you have a text which is definitive, sharia, it's going to automatically be murajah over that. So, فلا تعارض بين قاطعيني قاطعيني وأما القطع وظني فتعارضاني لكن يقدم القطعي لقوته كما ذكره التاجسكي في المنهج. Exactly what I just told you. So if you have a definitive text and a text which is presumptive, as the Suki mentions in Al-Ibhaj, his meta explanation, he and his daddy of Rahimahumullah of Al-Badawi's Minhaj. والمراد من التعارض بينهما أن يدل كل منها على ما ينافي جميع الآخر أو بعضه. This is something which I said earlier in our introduction, right? That what it means by ta'arud is that one of them is going to oppose or cancel out the other or part of the other, and vice versa. Then he says, رحمه الله, إذا, this is Imam al-Haramain, إذا تعارض نطق نطقان أي نصان من قول الله أو من قول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أو أحدهما من قول الله تعالى والآخر من قول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فلا يخلو إما أن يكون عامين أو خاصين أو أحدهما عاما والآخر خاصا أو كل واحد منهما عاما من وجه وخاصا من وجه. I need you to, if you're serious about this, you're studying this, you need to memorize this. You need to lock this in your head. He says that if we have two texts that are spoken, ta'arud is only happening in texts that are related to us, marwiyat, from Allah or from the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَلَا يَخْلُو. Then they must be, إِمَّا أَن يَكُونَ عَامًا. They must be عَامَيْنِ عَفْوًا. They must be either both عَام أو خَاصَيْنِ. Or khas and khas, two khas. أو أحدهما عاما والآخر خاصا. Or one is عام and one is khas. أو كل واحد منهما عاما من وجه وخاص من وجه. This is very important. فلا يخلو إما أن يكون عامين أو خاصين أو أحدهما عاما والآخر خاصا أو كل واحد منهما عاما من وجه وخاصا من وجه. I remember this long time ago. So important that I put it here. But then we have to translate it, right? So I want you to do that. If you're serious about this, you got to work. You're not going to be caught up in what all people... A good student of knowledge is the one who's able to cancel out what's going on as far as the chatter and the Muslim community. This thing and this, all this nonsense, these people fighting, these people arguing, all this is a waste of time. We should be very careful about even what we watch, man, because the Prophet ﷺ said to witness riba, more or less the meaning, is to be part of riba if you didn't defend the honor of your brother or sister. Like, imagine all that's happening. Focus on this. We need people to focus on this. We need those Jedi Knights, those Shaolin Sheikhs to master this. فَلَا يَخْلُوْ إِمَّا أَنْ يَكُونَ عَامَيْن Two عَامْس أَوْ خَاصَيْن Two خَاص أَوْ عَامًا وَخَاصًا Or عَامًا خَاص Or عَام مِنْ وَجْه وَخَاص مِنْ وَجْه Means part of the text has something which is عَام, part of it has something which is خَاص. That's it. So these are where we're going to find the تَعَارُض at this juncture in our studies. Two عَامْس, two خَاص, an عَام and خَاص, or a text which has a little bit of both sprinkled in it. What he's going to talk about now is what I mentioned the very beginning. وَكَيْفِيَةِ سِفَارَةِ مِنْهَا What do we do in that situation? What is the system of usul in understanding these evidences? What are the evidences and what is by Allah we say in Minhaj? How to benefit from the evidence. Most scholars when they say كَيْفِيَةِ سِفَارَةِ مِنْهَا means بَابَ تَعَارُ How do you engage that ta'aruf? فَإِنْ كَانَ عَامَيْنِ فَإِنْ أَمْكَنَ الْجَمْعَ بَيْنَهُمَا جُمْعَ So mentioned earlier, he said if there's two عَامْس, if it's possible to cooperate them, make them function together, because the Muslim is the one who looks for unity before disunity. Here you see something in tarbiyah from usul al-fiqh. Why is jam' wajib? Because critical mass is important, man. So if critical mass in text is important, what about us as an ummah? Now when we have differences of opinion, do we start with jama' or do we start with tafriq? We start with tafriq. It shows you how far off we are from the ethos of our tarbiyah. And as a sheikh, as an imam, as a teacher, as a talib al-ilm, are you trying to bring together or divide? قَالَ فَإِنْ كَانَ عَامَيْنِ فَإِنْ أَمْكَنَ الْجَمْعَ بَيْنَهُمَا جُمْعَ قال شيخ المحلي وذلك إن بأن يحمل كل منهما على حال أي متغير إذ لا يمكن الجمع بينهما مع إجراء كل منهما على عمومه If you have two عام texts, eat everything, don't eat anything. You bring them together, that can't work. So there has to be, he says حال, what he means by حال, if you read it with me, is أي متغير. I wrote it in my notes. أو مغايري لأن ذلك محال It's impossible اجتماع ناقدين محال This is قاعدة in منطق and logic We're going to teach logic inshallah here soon يعني اجتماع ناقدين محال yeah, We have a great axiom in Islamic logic that says bringing two opposites together is impossible
لأنه يفيد إلى الجمع بين الناقدين as I just told you فإطلاق الجمع بينهما مجاز على تخصيص كل واحد منهما بحال.
What it means is, when we're really saying that جمع, we mean تخصيص. But they use the word جمع, number one, not to get this confused with تخصيص العام that we already studied, but also this is a form of استعارة, rhetoric, related to the مشبه and the مشبهم به. And we don't get lost in the woods here, but this is a metaphor for تخصيص. تخصيص الأفراد, الأعراض. That we talked about before.
مثاله حديث مسلم ألا أخبركم بخير الشهداء الذي يأتي بشهادته قبل أن يسألها.
But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, here's an example of two عامس. And how we're going to make جمع of those two عام. Pay attention. He said, number one, the Prophet ألا. ألا is حرف تنبيه, like, hey, yo, like, meant to get attention.
ألا أخبركم should I not inform you بخير الشهداء
the best witnesses الذي is who يأتي بشهادته قبل أن يسأله is the one who brings forth their testimony before their subpoena
وحديث الصحيحين
and the hadith related by Bukhari and Muslim
So we have one evidence here. The best of you, the best witnesses are those who did that, 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 that. Now, another hadith from Bukhari Muslim.
خيركم قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم ثم يكون بعدهم قوم يشهدون قبل أن يستشهدوا.
Allah. Prophet said, the famous hadith, the best of you are my generation, then those who follow them, then those who follow them, and then there will come a people who will testify before they're subpoenaed. And he's saying this in a negative way. So we have one that's positive, one that's negative. Then he uses the word, and I didn't talk about this a lot because it's not really, hasn't really come up. We call al-hamlu. Ham means to carry.
مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ حُمِّلُوا التَّوْرَاتِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَحْمِلُوهَا.
Those who carry, who burden themselves with carrying the Torah. We say about a pregnant woman, حَامِل. Let's say حَامِلَة. It's a mistake a lot of people make. حَامِل. Why is she حَامِل? When the Arabs want to emphasize something in a female, they use a male noun. When Arabs wanted to emphasize something in a male, sometimes they use a female noun. Female noun, like allama. هذا رجل علامة وتاء مربوطة. Why? This is not the ta of ta'nith. This is the ta of tawkid. To emphasize. With a woman, hamil, to show like, it's like she's carrying the load of a man on this. That's how hard this is, pregnancy.
فحمل الفقير أو حمل المجتهد means there's a burden.
This is not an easy thing. بذل وسعه
في فهم النص وتفسيره. But the word حمل بمعنى تفسير.
To make it easy. Not to, like تفسير القرآن, but the explanation of what it means, the text mean. We have a whole section in the future on حمل. What it means to carry the meaning and to present that meaning. So how do scholars rectify this? How do they make hamal of these two evidences? There's a lot of explanations, but I'll give you a very simple one. So in the context of it being good to bear witness before they're subpoenaed, because those people, they have knowledge. They have knowledge of the case. They know what's going on. So they come transparently, sincerely, and say, listen, I have information that's going to impact the situation.
In the context of the one who bears witness before they're subpoenaed in a negative sense, because they don't have knowledge. They're there for alternative reasons. They're to impact the case, to impact the trial.
So that's how they made jama of both of these ams. First is the witness who bears witness, brings testimony based on knowledge and conviction. The negative of that is the one who tries to bring testimony and witness and doesn't have knowledge of the situation. So what do we take now? Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We took quite a lot, but this verse principle that when we have ta'arud between two texts from the Quran or Sunnah, فَلَا يَخْلُوا إِمَّا أَن يَكُونَ عَامَيْنِ أَوْ خَاصَيْنِ أَوْ عَامًا أَوْ خَاصًا أَوْ Aman and wajhin wa khasim and wajh. What do we do in that situation? How do we try to react? So number one, he's modeling for us what happens when you have two arms. The first, as we talked about, is a jama. How to make them work together to cooperate. And barakallahu feekum, jazakum allahu khairan. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala sayyidi Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.